First of all, government does not anticipate any trouble at all in the wake of the ruling of the Supreme Court. As you may well be aware of, Ghana has embraced democratic governance, and over the last few decades, we have endeavored to adhere strictly to the tenets of democracy. We have held 6 elections since 1992, and each time the results have been accepted without any difficulty or resort to violence. We do not expect the situation to be any different. Of course, we are mindful of the fact that this is a bit of a novelty in terms of the sort of challenge that has been mounted this time around by the opposition. Nonetheless, we do not anticipate that things will get out of hand. But as it is said, it is better to be safe than to be sorry. And so in that regard, our government has put in place the necessary measures to ensure that we rein in any troublemakers or any group of people who may want to engage in acts that breach the peace. Last week or thereabouts, the security agencies carried out a drill in which they showed their state of readiness to be able to snuff out any outbreak of violence. So government is prepared, and we expect everything to run smoothly in the coming days.
We heard reports there were a few disturbances with regards to some irate NDC youths in some parts of the country that are not pleased with one thing or the other. Some people express concern that because of some of these skirmishes, some people might take the law into their own hands after the ruling of the Supreme Court. How confident is your administration that some of these incidences will not happen per the decision of the Supreme Court?
Well, these are isolated incidents, and the causes of those incidents are completely unrelated to anything that is taking place in court. Having said that, I need to point out that those who engaged in those disturbances have been arrested, and they are being processed for court. In any society, you cannot predict what anybody's response to any particular situation would be, and that is why there are laws. As and when people breach those laws, it is expected that law enforcement agencies will take the appropriate action. That is precisely what has been done in this instance. But like I indicated, we have a tradition of accepting electoral results in Ghana. And since 1992, there has not been any major outbreak of violence stemming from any particular declaration of electoral results. This dispute is not expected to be received any differently. And therefore, we are confident that we are prepared to deal with any eventuality.
The president has urged calm and has called on the people of Ghana to respect the decision of the court. And it says the petition will bolster Ghana's democratic credentials. What is your administration's position on this statement from the president?
The president has clearly articulated the view of government. In as much as we do not anticipate trouble, we need to bear in mind the fact that this is uncharted waters yet. The president has simply called for a maintenance of the peace, as has been the situation all these years. And it is a position that government believes will be respected by the people of Ghana.
What will be your government message to the people of Ghana ahead, during, and after the decision of the Supreme Court?
Well, Ghana has an enviable reputation as one of the countries in Africa where democratic practice is entrenched. And we urge the people of Ghana to maintain this enviable record by not engaging in any acts that could mar our good name in the international community. Government is committed to deliver on the promises that it made to the people of this country in the run-up to the elections. And therefore, it is important for us to have a conducive environment by way of peace so that those promises could be realized. Because if people engage in acts of violence and tear the country apart, we all as a people stand to lose, because no particular government can function properly in an atmosphere of chaos. It is in that regard that we entreat all Ghanaians to go about their normal activities, to abide by the law, as we take the outcome of the Supreme Court ruling in their stride, as there will be opportunity to contest in 2016 for the office of president and member of parliament in 207 constituencies.